This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Sunday, blades will clash and tutus will twirl as the Fencing Victoria Pride Cup returns for its second year. Well, joining us now is Lara from Fencing Victoria to tell us more about this fabulous and feisty community event. Lara, welcome to Drive.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, firstly, you've been fencing for 20 years, I understand. What is it you love about fencing?
It's such a beautiful and elegant sport, and I grew up in the Philippines, so a lot of our national heroes were fencers, and people also call it as physical chess, because it's not just the technique and being able to parry, riposte, which is like the terminology we use in fencing, but also it's strategy. It's being able to basically outsmart your opponent.
Oh, wow. So you've got your opponent in front of you. You're not just sort of thinking, oh, how do I protect myself? You're also strategically thinking at the same time, how am I going to win this game as well?
Oh, absolutely. So it's a battle of wills, and it's also a battle of minds. And that's what makes fencing so fascinating. And the best thing about fencing is that there is nothing stopping you, actually. What are you start as a 70-year-old fencer, and then you eventually decide to compete, or you're as young as 5 or 6 years old. It doesn't matter. It's open to everyone, and it's just an elegant sport, and anyone can do it.
Lara, you know what I'm thinking? As we get older, we're told, you know, to go and do brain teasers, crosswords, etc., to keep our brain active. I'm wondering if fencing could be the answer as we age, A, to keep fit, but B, to keep our minds active. What do you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. Because you're constantly thinking, whether you're on the strip or in the piece, when you're fencing against someone, or even before a bout, you're actually thinking, okay, this is my opponent. And you keep on thinking and just strategizing and reading as well before you're even, you know, as part of your training. And it's fantastic in terms of, like, being active mentally.
What if someone is brand new to fencing? They're thinking, you know what, this sounds like the thing I want to do. I must admit, I'm quite curious as to fencing. What would you say to someone who hasn't done it before, perhaps is a little bit afraid of, you know, going along and trying a new sport, might be a bit older? What would you say to them?
Just give it a shot. I mean, a lot of clubs in Victoria or even like in other parts of Australia, there's always a beginner's course that starts. And so it goes on for a few weeks. Or the best way is to just reach out to whatever club that you have within your area and say, hey, can I just drop in, which is what I did when I started fencing. Or if you're in Victoria or in Melbourne, just send me an email at participation@fencingvictoria.org, and I'd be happy to guide anyone who's interested to start fencing and give you avenues and pathways on who to reach out and what to do next.
That sounds amazing. Lara, what about, you have to wear a mesh, don't you, to protect yourself? Is that heavy?
It could be. Yes, it is. It's, safety is very paramount in fencing. So we have a mask, and we have what we call like uniform, which is basically the jacket and the breeches, the gloves, and everything needs to fit a specific standard within the FIE, which is the Federation.
Let's say we've got all of that protective equipment on. Is fencing safe?
Oh, absolutely. But just like, fencing is a martial art. So just like with any sports, you obviously get the occasional bruises, you know, some will, like the hips can be a bit strong, or just if you didn't lunge properly, maybe, you know, you'll strain a muscle. But it's no different from tennis or rugby, which is actually far more aggressive, I think, than fencing.
Now, let's talk about the Pride Cup that you've got coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
So it's a wonderful initiative, part of like a bigger national, even international initiative of being able to celebrate the LGBTQI plus community. And this Sunday is the second year, as you mentioned earlier in the program, the second year that Fencing Victoria is hosting the Pride Cup. And it's not just Fencing Victoria, other states as well are hosting it, as well as other sports. And we invite everyone interstate and as well as those in Victoria, whether you're a new fencer or you've been fencing for a while, to actually come and join us. It's a team's event that's happening on Sunday. And what we'll do is that it will cover all three weapons. So we'll have foil, épée, and saber. And for anyone who's really keen to understand fencing, stop by and just watch. It starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday at Fencing Victoria.
Lyra, is fencing generally an inclusive sport? Is it welcoming to new people?
Oh, absolutely. It is. And it's not just in terms of like your personal identity, but also age, your background, cultural background as well. It's very inclusive in the sense that we try to create a welcoming and diverse community. Mm. And so anyone who wants to try fencing, whether they're a returning fencer, when they started fencing when they were young and they stopped because life got in the way and now they're going back to fencing, or someone who's really new. It doesn't matter if you're 50 years old or you're 10. In Italy, where I did a camp, I met someone who was actually fencing and they started out when they were like 70 years old and they began competing.
That's amazing. What an amazing story. I mean, a lot of us are quite traumatized by sport in high school, etc. I mean, but in all seriousness, how would we fit in to fencing as a sport? We might not want to join football, for example, because we've had a bad experience with that sort of team sport. How would fencing treat us?
I think the first step is always just to reach out to a club that's within, you know, your neighborhood or your community. Just reach out, send someone an email in the contacts page, or just stop by and visit and just take a look. A lot of times when you stop by at a club, the coaches are really friendly and they will guide you through the whole process. Or when I was starting out, that was also, I totally understand the anxiety sometimes of not being able to participate in a new sport and not knowing anything about it. But you just rock up, you know, you talk to people and just watch. And I think the more someone starts watching the sport and understands it, the more that the barrier to entry is not overwhelming.
That's amazing. Now, Lyra, I want to come along. I know a lot of people will want to come along. It's at the State Fencing Centre. Where's that?
It's at 204 Arden Street in North Melbourne.
Fantastic.
And it starts at 9 a.m. for the roll call.
So 9 a.m. on Sunday at the State Fencing Centre, 204 Arden Street, North Melbourne. What do we need to bring if we want to come along?
If you want to just watch in this spectator, just go and just find like a seat and talk to people. If you're going to fence, there is actually some gear involved, and it will be really good to just send an email to me at participation@fencingvictoria.org. I'll guide you through the process, or you can go to the website, fencingvictoria.org, and it will give the details about the Pride Cup.
Lyra, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you. See you on Sunday.
Thank you. The Fencing Victoria Pride Cup, it's happening this Sunday at the State Fencing Centre in North Melbourne. Everyone is welcome, all skills, levels, identities. To register and learn more, head to Humanitics.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.